This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. National parks are now staffed by skeleton crews amid the shutdown. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports rural small towns might see economic losses.
More than 330 million visitors spent $29 billion in gateway communities near parks, according to the latest data from the National Park Service. From Yellowstone in Wyoming to the Grand Canyon in Arizona, Mountain West states boast some of the most visited in the country. In Boulder City, Nevada, a gateway to Lake Mead National Recreation Area, Jill Lagan sees the benefits. She's the CEO for the local Chamber of Commerce and says hotels, restaurants, and other services are important to visitors.
You want somebody to leave the area with the thought process that, man, there was so much to do there, we've got to go back. And that happens because of a bigger, broader, positive experience.
But former park superintendents in a letter urged federal leaders to close parks during the shutdown to prevent trash accumulation, vandalism, and other damage. The National Park Service says visitors contributed $56 billion to the economy. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Governor Jared Polis got his fall vaccines this week and is encouraging Coloradans to do the same. CPR's John Daly.
At a Safeway pharmacy in Denver's Capitol Hill neighborhood, the governor got both a flu and a coronavirus shot.
And we're done. See how easy that was?
Easy, quick, effective. I mean, you know, as somebody who spends a lot of time with people, it's important for me to have that level of protection that the COVID vaccine will give me to both reduce the likelihood of infection and also reduce the severity of the infection.
Anyone ages 6 months and older can get an annual flu vaccine and an updated 2025-2026 COVID-19 vaccine. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's 8:06.